Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Captain J. Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride on this Deal Breakers opening day Thursday. What open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Two great words. We finally got here, Cap. Here we are, opening day for the Cubs and Sox and the rest of Major League Baseball. We finally made it.
Yes, sir. Better than my birthday. Opening day of my favorite sport. I love them all. I watch them all. I cover them all. I gamble on them all. Baseball. Opening day. I know what's coming. Warm, beautiful weather.
Yes.
Sooner rather than later is going to be here. The Cubs, the White Sox, just the soundtrack of summer, man. Yes. It is. The soundtrack of summer is back. Whether you're going to the game, listening to the game, watching the game, following the game, or just kind of cursory, my team's not very good. Mm-hmm. It's still what we all grew up with. Daughters with their fathers, sons with their mothers. Sylvie tells the story. It was his mom who made him a Cub fan growing up.
Yeah.
His dad wasn't the biggest sports guy. And, man, my dad, baseball was it, man. Mm-hmm. He watched them all. But baseball, and it's opening day, and I'm going to be with you and the rest of our teammates out at Guaranteed Rate today to watch that. Scoot out a little early so I can get home to watch my Cubbies play the Rangers, the defending world champ. Let's go.
Green grass and the food wafting through at Guaranteed Rate Field. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it, Cap.
Yeah. I'm just excited to see. I know the Sox are not predicted for the greatest season, but guess what? Just go out and play hard. Play hard and let the chips fall where they may.
At this point in time, when I think about baseball on either side of town, I just want to have something interesting to watch as we get ready for training camp for the Bears and the NFL. Just entertain us. You know, the thing about baseball for me, and it courses through my veins because it's a sport that I love, it's a sport that I played, is that it's a sports rhythm thing. It's a sports rhythm thing. When you know that the weather's going to turn, and every day, almost every day between now and late October, maybe into November, you're going to get baseball. Now, no matter what, no matter what is on TV, at some point you'll see a baseball game. And so I have that comfort of knowing, Cap, between now and by the time we get to October, we're going to have baseball every day. Yes. Almost every day, and which is really cool. There's this rogue 11 a.m. game. There's a 9:30 game at night. The point is that it's baseball, and I just love it so much. And again, as you mentioned, eventually warm weather will happen. Not today, but eventually we're going to get warm weather.
Right.
Yeah.
Like again, the football season's awesome, and it's the best rated sport. I get all of that, and it's fun. It's America's sport now. It is. But when October comes, I know winter's around the corner. The days are going to get shorter. It's going to be dark and gloomy and gray. Now, I can deal with whatever the weather, whatever Tracy cooks up for us, Tracy mm-hmm. Butler. I can deal with it because within, 30 to 60 days? Oh, I can wear shorts to work. It is 80 degrees.
Yes.
Here we go.
That's what we enjoy the most.
Yes.
So what I've done is I've compiled a list, Cubs and White Sox, of things I'm looking forward to this spring into the summer. And when it starts with the Cubs, as we know, it depends on where you go. The over-under win total is 84.5. Division odds is at plus 190. I think that's from ESPN Bet where I got that from.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number one storyline for me is Craig Counsell because it came out of nowhere. You didn't have any rumor innuendo. You didn't have anyone telling you, hey, by the way, there might be a managerial change. It happened out of nowhere.
Yep.
David Ross is the manager in place. I know I'm traveling someplace. I'm at Midway Airport, and I'm looking on my phone. I go, who's the manager of the cup? What happened there? Craig Counsell.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
You won't,
it came from the ceiling.
You were flying to do a game, I think.
Yes.
And I'm at home, and I'm sitting in my office at home working on whatever it is I'm doing on my computer, and it says, Craig Counsell's expected to make a decision in the next 2 hours. That was the tweet from Passan or Rosenthal. I'm like, oh, wonder who's hiring him. Probably the Mets.
Yeah. Right. That was the line. That was the line. So, like, he knew the general manager, and so that's where he's going to go. He's going to be a Met
right,
manager.
David Stearns is there, his old GM from Milwaukee. I'm like, yeah, he's going to the Mets. Boy, he's really good. I wish we had him. Not in any way a shot at David Ross. Just like, wow, Craig Counsell. And then, like, 30 minutes later, I start getting alerts on my phone. It says, Counsell to ... Cubs. I'm like, what?
Right.
What?
Yes.
So I made a couple phone calls. They're like, yeah, nobody at Wrigley knew except Jed, Tom Ricketts, and Carter, the GM, who works for Jed. They said he kept it. You can't imagine how quiet. And then he flew to Florida to tell David Ross personally. What? Craig Counsell? And so I do a little research. I'm like, oh, my God, his agent I went to high school with.
Mm-hmm.
So I call his agent, Barry. I'm like, he answers the phone. He's like, gotcha. I said, how could you not tell me? Because I was sworn to secrecy.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Imagine in 2024 that being airtight where you got nothing. No information, no intel out of nowhere.
Nowhere.
And he just drops into Wrigley Field as the manager. I'm interested in him because the old adage, and you'll hear this, by the way, in the first month of the season, you know, the manager really doesn't matter because it's such a long season. The manager does matter. It does matter.
Agreed.
People confuse manager with coach all the time in our sports conversation.
And it offends baseball people.
Yeah. There's a confusion because they think long season, these guys just go out there and hit the ball. They pitch the ball. It's fine. But in with basketball, there's always the clipboard. You got the dry erase board. You're drawing up plays. That's real coaching there. That guy just stands in the dugout for not. That's not what it is, Cap. What it is that number one for me is that the manager must set the culture. Must set the culture. That's number one.
Correct.
You have to have a mission statement. I'm big on mission statements. Who are you as a team? You're the Chicago Cubs. Yeah? And what else? Well, we're going to find out under counsel what else. Well, David Ross, hey, he held the guys accountable.
He did.
Okay, so we could say that about David Ross. With counsel, we're going to find out exactly what he's about, but you must have a mission statement. You must say, this is how we play the game, and this is how we conduct our business. You must control that as a manager. And it's hard because you got to do that from February to hopefully the end of October to be able to keep that standard. So that matters. The idea that a guy just comes there up, managing the ball club here. I'm going to stand here. When is the pitching change? What do they say? All right, I'll go out. That'll be all. That's more than that.
Oh, totally.
It's more than that. And counsel from what we get from Jesse is a guy that's really into the details and very, very stringent on exactly what he wants as a manager.
Correct. Not a lot of rules in terms of how you live your life or what you do. You be you. But when you step in this locker room, you're going to play a certain way. You're not going to play here.
Yeah.
Period. You and I had a player on, and he said he was playing for a veteran manager, Lou Piniella. But they had a great team. They won 116 games. And he said, we came in one day, and it had been late travel. Skip looks tired, man.
Yep.
He's exhausted. Hey, Skip, we got this. You just sit there in the corner. We'll take care of everything. He said, and we just went out and pounded people because
yes.
They had such a good team.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, when you've got a small margin of error, oh, you better extract every ounce of talent out of that roster.
And that's why I'm looking forward to seeing what Counsell can bring. this is a ball club here that should make the playoffs this year. I'll say it before we get to Bernie's on Monday for opening day officially for the Cubs at Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. The Cubs should be in the playoffs this year. And you can say what you want about the division. I just think that the Cubs have enough talent, blessed with good health, to be able to get to the playoffs this year. Now, what they do with that, I don't know, because I foresee the Cubs adding on by the time we get to the deadline. It's a good ball club, Cap. I've been, you know, kind of jabbing you in the ribs here in the offseason about the Cubs, saying, you know, you're good, but you should be better. The Cubs are good enough to make the playoffs. But I'm just saying that this trade deadline has to be different than last year's.
Agreed.
Because the general manager, and Jed may not say this on the record, but he didn't fully believe in the ball club last year. You know what? Let's just see what happens. We're a good ball club, but we're not playoff ready. You should be playoff ready this year, I would say.
I agree. They should go to the playoffs. There's not one team in that division that should scare them. Not one. Doesn't mean they're going to win every game. Doesn't mean they're going to win the division. But they should. You're the financial heavyweight in the division.
Mm-hmm.
You got a really good young team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all in that this, like, 87 wins trending up, as long as you stay healthy.
Remember the press conference from Craig Council? He says the first day as a Cub means something.
The first day as a Cub, and it already starts to mean something. You walk into the history, you walk into the energy, you walk into a place that, like, you already know it demands your best. And that feeling is just a feeling that I need to have, and I love to have, and I love that to be a part of, like, my daily life.
Thoughts there from Craig Council.
Yeah, it's super cool. And then to find out that he had always openly, like, admired being a Cub at some point. And when Jed got the call, this guy's a free agent on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She can't talk to him till then. He's interested if you are. And Council said during spring, yeah, if the Cubs hadn't called, I was probably going to Cleveland. He was not ever going to New York. Had zero interest in the New York lifestyle. He's a Midwest guy. And bam, okay, let's get together. And they met up in the northern suburbs as opposed to anywhere where media types like you and I,
yeah,
reporters like Sully, could find him.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, done.
I look at the ball club and I say Council's a guy, Bellinger's a guy also, that, again, we're going back and forth. Would Bellinger sign? And finally, the Cubs have Bellinger. I'm not saying that the Cubs signed a megastar. What I'm saying is that they solidified a spot there for Bellinger. Outfield, infield, he could do both. And you're just looking for a strong bat to come through. I look forward to some power. I look forward to more on-base percentage, if anything else, to keep the line moving for the Cubs. That's what I look forward to seeing. Just keep the line moving, because look at the lineup, honestly. You've seen better lineups, Cap, for the Cubs,
mm-hmm,
with power 3-6, 3-7. This team seems like it's a keep the line moving type of ball club. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I don't think they have a 40 home run guy on their team.
Right.
But I do think Seiya Suzuki's going to the All-Star game.
With Justin Steele?
Yeah, man, I don't know if he's going to the All-Star. He had a really good year last year.
Yes, he did. He's fifth in Cy Young.
So we'll see, mm-hmm, if he can. He went way past his career high in innings. Way past it. Can you bounce back and do that again? We'll find out. Starts tonight. He's on the mound. But I do think Seiya is going to be their best offensive player.
I wrote down Suzuki on the yellow pad, too. I want to know what this looks like here, where him being comfortable, him being a catalyst. What's his best spot in the lineup, do you think? Third?
Suzuki?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd hit him third.
Like, exclusively third.
You're my three-hole hitter.
Not Ian Happ?
No, he's leading off.
Okay.
Right. He's leading off.
Okay.
So, yeah.
If we turn the clock back 5 years ago, you and I would be arguing about Ian Happ. Why is Ian Happ leading off? What can he do?
Right.
He's not a flea at the top of the lineup.
Correct.
What does he do?
And now teams don't want little fleas at the top of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, George Springer leads off where, in Toronto?
Yeah.
I mean, you got all these different guys that they strike out a ton. Schwarber. But, man, they're impactful when they put the ball in play.
I like Suzuki at the third spot. And a cleanup?
Mm-hmm. Cody Bellinger.
Cody Bellinger. Okay.
Let's go!
Yeah. I think that
Nico in the two
as is,
Hap in the one. Let's go.
I like Nico Horner. We haven't really talked a lot about him. I like him just as a little spark plug for the team.
Good player.
A solid glove. You know what you're getting with him. He's not going to do too much. He's not going to be over the top, but it's just a guy you say, boy, that guy was a springboard to get the line moving offensively. The key base hit, you know, going the other way. I think he's very good. He's a good ball player to have. You can't have nine stars in your lineup in baseball. At least not today you can. But you can have guys that are interchangeable parts that do little things. Glove first, but also he can get on, extend innings for you. I like it.
I'm excited, man. It's my favorite day of the year.
So, to me and to Cap, opening day is still special. But Cap thinks it's better than another big day on his calendar. So that's which is amazing.
Yep.
So if you're a baseball fan and you're looking forward to opening day today, the Cubs and the White Sox, let's get your calls in. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. I actually have some things I'm looking forward to with the White Sox as well,
mm-hmm.
because we have the White Sox and the Tigers opening day right here on ESPN 1000. Our coverage starts at 2:30 right here on the home of the White
Sox.
We'll be there. ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood, I'm back.
We are back, baby. We are back. We're back. Yeah. Classic.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you, coming up at noon, it'll be Carmen Yurko broadcasting live from Cork and Carry at the Park. And that will lead you into White Sox baseball as the Sox take on the Tigers, a 2:30 start right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. If you're just joining us, we're talking about opening day, the Cubs and the White Sox, as the Cubs will take on the champs, the Texas Rangers, and the Sox are at home at guaranteed rate to take on the Tigers. So as I was telling you, Cap, on my yellow pad, I have things I'm looking forward to. And I told you my thoughts about the Cubs, Council, Bellinger, Suzuki, the ball club is going to go to the playoffs. On the White Sox side of the ledger, so the over-under, according to ESPN Bet, is 61.5 for the win total. 61.5.
Uh-oh.
The division odds is at 2,500, plus 2,500.
So for novices out there, it means you bet $100.
Mm-hmm.
You walk in, I'd like the White Sox to win the division, please. That'll be $100. Here you go. If they win the division, you get back $2,600. Your $100 and $2,500 in profit.
So, Cap, you know, it's so funny, baseball's rebuild versus football's rebuild. As we talked about the Bears over the years, about how you go from 3 wins to 7 wins, we understood what Ryan Poles was trying to do. Something we haven't seen in our lifetime is like, all right, we're getting rid of all these guys, we're starting over. The Bears are starting over. It's almost palatable from a football standpoint because we're talking about 17 games. But boy, when you got 162.
Oh, boy.
And you're going through the whole summer of it. Cap, that's difficult. You know what that was like to try to get yourself a World Series championship on the north side.
So exactly to what you're saying, I went to lunch one day with Jed Hoyer. This is in 2012 or 13. The rebuild's in its infancy. And we're walking back from lunch in Wrigleyville, mm-hmm. and we bump into Theo Epstein and Jason McLeod. They both look like death warmed over.
Yeah.
I said, hey, Theo, how's it going? He said, I feel like I've seen a ghost. Who's pitching for us tonight?
Oh, God.
I said,
doesn't know.
I'll never forget. I said, Jason Birkin. He said, who is that?
Wow.
How did we get to this point? He said, I told you when you got hired. Do you have any idea what you've gotten yourself into here?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, I don't know how we're going to win a game. And they ended up 61-101, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He says the hardest thing he's ever gone through. He goes, you're a competitor by nature.
Yes.
You show up to work every day, and you know you're getting the ever-living crap beaten out of you.
It was kind of set up that way, and he knew he had to build this thing brick by brick to where he got it to a World Series championship.
Correct.
And a perennial playoff team at that.
Correct.
But what about my side of town, though, Cap?
Oh, boy.
The White Sox finished with 61 wins last year. Their second fewest in 162-game season in franchise history. I want you to think about that. They had 60 wins in 1970. So what we saw last season is that win percentage They haven't been this bad since 1970. The run differential has not been this bad since 1948. That's minus 200 on the run differential. The Sox had hit 238 as a ball club. 238 as a ball club. The worst since I was born, 72. On base percentage, the worst since 1968 at 291. The OPS, the worst it's been since 1988, was 675. It was horrible last year. But it continues because now you have even fewer talented players on the roster under Pedro Grifol. What I will tell you is I'm interested in today because it's opening day. And Crochet, if he's got that violent, you know, windup, kind of like Chris Sale when he was with the White Sox. And I'm thinking this guy's never been a starter before, and now he's pitching opening day. He gets the ball. This ball club is so bad that Michael Kopech is in the bullpen. That's how bad it is. Like, you know what? We just need to be able to put fingers in places where we didn't know we had places. So here, just be in the bullpen for us. At least we got a stud out there, we think. We think. But this is almost rock bottom, Cap. It's not like I've never seen bad baseball on the South Side before. My point is that a rebuild is almost, it's not acceptable in our city. It's Chicago. You shouldn't have to start from the bottom. But it's happened. Blackhawks did it. Cubs did it. We get it, right? But in baseball, it's just such a long slog. 162, the ineptitude, 4 and 5 out innings, bad pitching, not enough offense. It's more difficult. In 17 games with a football season, like, all right, we know we're not very good. Let's see what happens in the draft. But in baseball, if you're not spending money, it's very difficult. So Crochet, I'm looking forward to. Also, this Grifol. I understand what Pedro's in here for. Pedro is a stopgap for whatever's going to be better once the Sox are better, whenever that's going to be. He's got a lot of mission statements out there, a lot of signs up there. But, again, he can't win without talent.
Correct.
So this is tough. This is going to be a tough season.
Well, it'll be really rough. But you hope you see some emerging young guys. Colson Montgomery, he's one of the top 30 prospects in baseball. Maybe he ends up having a breakout year. There's got to be some fun stories to see. Got to be. The sideshow, like all the Tim Anderson nonsense, he plays for the Marlins now.
Yeah.
Out. Just some of it's got to get better. Got to.
Well, as you well know, if the White Sox don't spend any money, you're going to continue to get what you get. I showed you last year from a television standpoint. It was the worst team in baseball. Year over year, the Sox were minus 41% down in viewership.
At NBC Sports Chicago.
And rightfully so. You can understand why.
And the Cubs were up 34 because they played better.
No, the ball club's bad. I mean, there wasn't enough Benetti and Stone stories to keep the audience entertained.
Correct.
What a 61-win ball club.
I remember calling up my brother, who's the biggest Sox fan in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a pretty good game last night. He's like, I didn't watch.
Right.
Wendy and I went to dinner. I'm like, really?
Yes.
He's like, dude, come on now. We're horrible. He said, I'll watch when I'm home, but I'm not going to build my schedule around watching every single White Sox game.
Here's what it comes down to, though, Cap. Here's what it comes down to. When we knew the Bears weren't any good, when everyone else thought that the Bears are going to be a playoff team, when we saw a 3-win team, we said, okay, we know what it is. You and I knew what it was, and many smart Bears fans knew what it was. All right. When it was a 7-win ball club, we said, yeah, it's still not enough. They don't have enough talent to be able to get over the hump.
Correct.
We knew that, but again, the diehard Bears fan out there just thought, every year that's going to be the playoffs. Well, again, you can't win without talent. In baseball, though, why is it difficult for me to accept this? Because I know baseball means so much to me, as you well know, like it does to you.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult to sit there. And I'll be there. You know, I'll be there to watch the White Sox. I'll be there to watch the games. But to know that the ball club is, I mean, far, far away, a galaxy away from contending.
But you
it's
know,
difficult.
But you know why it's different? Because if you're a Bears fan in your car today, man, woman, child, wow, they got the number one overall pick. Whether you were a Justin fan or Caleb Williams or whoever it is.
Yeah.
Oh, they started playing a little better. Wow, we're going to have the number one pick and the number nine pick. Wow, they got Keenan Allen. They signed who? They did this. hey, man, I think we're headed in the right direction. Like, there's a spring in a Bears fan step today. Whether it was, again, if you were for Justin or if you're for the new guy, whatever it is, you like where you think the thing is headed.
Yes. And the only thing that I can take solace in is the amenities at Guaranteed Rate. That's the main event.
Correct.
Not even the ball club.
Correct. That's correct.
It's the food and drink.
I guess there's some... Shane, can you look this up? Check this out, guys. Check this out.
All right, Carm, what do you have?
Hey, boys, can you look at this, please? Can you look at this?
Supposedly, there's some brand new milkshake that they got there. It's like $15 for a milkshake. They said, I talked to a buddy of mine. He goes, dude, it's the greatest milkshake you'll ever have.
I have talked to many a friend about I'm going to the game today. I'm very excited. And every single one of them has replied with the tweet of the milkshake asking if I will drink it.
Yeah, my neighbor said to me, dude, get that milkshake. Tell me how it is. I'm like, I really don't eat a lot of junk like that. He's like, dude, it's... He goes, a friend of his covered it like Bleck did on the day. There it is. Mm-hmm. He said, it's better than sex.
It is
better than the best sex of your life. That's how good that milkshake is.
It can't be true. It is.
I don't agree either, but...
Well, Khalees said the same thing.
Wow. It's a 16-ounce campfire milkshake topped with graham crackers, marshmallows, and pieces of chocolate. It comes in like this plastic cup. It's got melted chocolate around the rim.
I'm looking at it. It's amazing.
The marshmallows look like they were just roasted over an open fire. Hershey's chocolate stuck on top of them.
And it's got the essential thing. It's got a wide-mouth straw. So that... It doesn't, like, the ice cream get clogged in the thin little straw. It's got a wide mouth black straw.
If you pardon the expression?
Yeah.
That thing is...
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, my God, does that look good.
Yeah, that's going to be a drop shortly.
Woody, we got to get one of those today.
I mean, like a good wide mouth black straw.
Here's your issue, is it might be good, even today, it's a little chilly for a milkshake today. In the middle of summer, you're going to sit out in the bleachers, baking in the hot sun, and you're going to inhale a 16-ounce milkshake with marshmallow and pieces of chocolate. You are going to miss the game for the bathroom.
How many calories is in that thing?
I don't know.
Because that thing's big. But that is not a little milkshake.
I will say this, though, Cap. I could just see you and I this summer being able to share one of those. Separate straws, of course.
Yeah.
You on one side, me on the other.
Dude, that milkshake looks amazing.
So is Khalees. But I just think that is just amazing. But again, that's what I'm looking forward to. Stuff like that.
Yes.
While we're losing 14-3, at least I could be able to enjoy the food. And of course, it's Guaranteed Rate. Of course, the food's the best.
Andre base hit. Two more in. The Rays lead it 14-0 here. But this milkshake is incredible.
I really need the photo of the two of you in, like, at some point in the suite, looking across the table as you share the milkshake through separate straws. Get like the 50s diner photo, like you're on a date. I think that'd be fantastic.
Man, Levy restaurants always top shelf.
Top shelf,
not
man.
A surprise.
Oh, God. That milkshake looks freaking incredible. Yeah, I mean, it's literally gone viral. Like, I don't know if that was a Brooks Boyer idea, if that was a Jerry idea, or some chef said, I got an idea. I don't know how it came about, but hats off to the White Sox, because that looks incredible.
Well, not a surprise over there. Always great food. Always innovative, too. Campfire milkshake. Check it out. But again, Cap, I mean, that's why, as I said, it's so difficult when you have a long season when it's a rebuild. That's exactly what this is. So we're going to talk to Chris Getz about that coming up at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. The general manager for the Chicago White Sox. We'll get his thoughts on, like, his vision. And when do you think you can get this turned?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. So we're talking to you about opening day here, the Cubs and the White Sox. If you're a baseball fan, here you go. You guys don't talk about any baseball. Well, here we are because it's opening day.
Yep.
So 312-332-3776 is our telephone number. Thank you, and safe house. Also, we are going to talk about baseball overall.
What is my brother and I were vendors. We did that.
You say get your hot dogs?
Fresh wieners here. Get your hot dog.
Yep. I was a beer vendor. I did peanuts. I had, the worst was pop. When you had to do pop and it was like April and it would drip through the little tray.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it was the worst.
Sticky.
Mm-hmm. But when you got promoted to hot dogs and then beer, beer was...
When you got the big promotion to slinging sausage around the field.
You get there early and it was either be Vince Pescia or the late John Studnicka at White Sox.
What?
He was the union steward.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny S., you'd go up there, you'd get there early.
Good union workers.
Yeah. And you'd get there early and you'd be like, can I please have beer? Nope. Soda pop.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? Cap,
what was his name? John who?
Studnicka.
Okay. All right.
Studnicka. Union steward till he died on the job. He died on the job. And then Vince Pescia over at Wrigley. He might still be there for all I know. Dude, brother. I was a good union man.
I'm not so. He might have been, quite frankly.
Brother.
Yeah. Very, very well could be.
No, he was not.
He wasn't?
No.
Oh, that's an upset. 3-1-2.
And then I got fired.
Yes.
At Wrigley. Sox didn't fire me. The Cubs did.
Rogue t-shirts.
Rogue t-shirts.
312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. We're getting your thoughts about the Cubs and White Sox. Jump in with us. Also
opening
still to
day,
come.
Baby.
Some thoughts about the state of the sport. There's storylines already before we even get to opening day. We'll talk about them on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headline with Cap and J-Hood.
All right, here's the headlines going on in the world of sports. Opening day, baby, in Chicago. White Sox host the Tigers today in a divisional matchup with first pitch scheduled for 3:10. Garrett Crochet will take the mound for the Sox against one of the American League Cy Young betting favorites in Terry Skubel for the Tigers. The Cubbies play later tonight, opening the season against defending World Series champion Rangers. Justin Steele gets the ball for Craig Council's Cubbies. It'll be Nathan Eovaldi on the bump for the defending world champion Rangers. Bulls picked up a win last night at the United Center, eviscerating the Pacers. 125-99.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like a completely different team than the one that lost to awful Washington the other night. Nikola Vucevic led the way with 22-12. DeMar DeRozan, 9-18 shooting, 27 points. And Illinois resumes their tournament run tonight. Let's go, Brad Underwood. Get her done. Sweet 16, 1.5-point underdog to the Iowa State Cyclones, who KenPom says is the best defensive team in America. Tip-off set for 9:09 p.m. tonight. Get a nap in on TBS. J-Moore.
Cap and J-Hood are back.
Appreciate you guys. I listen to you streaming on the ESPN 1000 app.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN Chicago.
It's the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Here's hoping that you're going to have a great Deal Breakers Thursday, great opening day Thursday right here on ESPN 1000. Sox and Tigers, again, 2:30 with the pregame right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Getting your thoughts, is opening day still special to you? Cap thinks it's better than his own birthday. What do you think? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. So your official prediction for the Cubs, we'll get to the Cubs and Sox predictions coming up at 9:35, but I'm looking at the wins totals, the over-under. And so the Cardinals are at 88.5.
Under.
I would say under there. The Brewers are 77.5.
Over.
The Pirates, 75.5.
That's a great number set. That's right where I have them.
Probably would leave that alone if that's me.
Yep, agreed.
Because I don't know what that looks like, because someone's got to get it done, right? But what about the Reds? What's the latest there with you and Lance McAllister from WLW?
Is that bet still there? He's gone deathly
silent. Silent?
Yeah. He said, official, our bet is off. Capman doesn't want to give me 2.5 games. Okay, guess what, Lance? You can choke on those 2.5 games. I'm coming at you. You can have them. He sends either Cincinnati treats, of which there are not many, but they do have great ice cream from Grater's, so yes. He always sends me a case of ice cream.
Yes.
So those pints, black cherry chocolate chip is amazing. And I send him Malnati's Tastes of Chicago package.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our annual wager. He wants 3 games. Well, one of the books says 84.5 for the Cubs and 81.5 for the Reds. Well, I went back on it, and the majority of them are 83-81.
Mm-hmm.
So I offered him two. He whined. He wants two and a half. You can have him.
If you're so confident, then why does he need any games?
Correct. Why don't you just play it straight up?
Yeah.
That's what a man would do, Lance.
That's what a man would do, yes.
But I'm giving him the two and a half.
I have it here at 81 and a half. You saw the same thing.
Yeah.
Reds win total 81 and a half.
Okay. So
improvement, but not that much, I don't believe.
Okay. So I'm giving, I'm saying on the 81 and a half, I'm going to give the Reds, I have them 82 and 80. So I'm not going to bet it, but it would be a slight overplay.
What about the American League?
On the Cubs, I have 87.
The American League with the Twins, 86 and a half.
Over.
Do you think so? They're going to run away with this.
I don't know about run away, but they're good.
The Tigers are at 80 and a half.
I have them like 82.
Shay, you have them locked in here? The Tigers, what are your thoughts? Division odds plus 350?
Yeah, I took that. I think there's actually value on it. If the young kids pan out, I think they can win the division. Plus 350 is not a terrible odd. And I took over on 80.5.
Yeah, so the Tigers finished with 84 losses last season for their seventh consecutive losing season. Tied with the Royals for second longest active streak in Major League Baseball. It's time. I think now it's time for Detroit. After all, getting kicked in the head, now it's time to turn it. And so I would say over 80.5. Fair?
Yeah, they've got a lot of talent on that team.
Yeah.
They do.
So Cleveland, 78.5.
Wow. I'm going to say under.
Jose Ramirez, I mean, Purdue was one of the best players in baseball from a production standpoint in the last 5 years.
He's a good player.
I mean, over 100 home runs, over 100 stolen bases in an era where they don't steal bases as much anymore. 109 stolen bases since 2019.
Yeah, he's a good player.
So.
And he's happy in Cleveland. He took a below-market deal to stay there. He's not getting under, I mean, he's not going to have a tag day. He's made, what did he sign for, 100 and some million?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I love living in Cleveland. I don't know how many people say that, but he does.
I was going to say, how often do you see that, right? The only other players that have 100 homers and 100 stolen bases since 2019 is Trey Turner and Ronald Acuna Jr. So that's, I mean, you're getting production.
Yes.
Great production.
Star.
Royals, 73.5. I mean, Bobby Witt, remember that 11-year extension?
Yeah, he's a really good player.
Man.
Really good player. I'm going to say they're 73.5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over.
And then the White Sox are at 61.5, as we mentioned earlier.
I'm going to go over the 61.5, but not a lot. I think they'll play better than people think.
Paulie in Palm Beach, listening on the ESPN Chicago app.
Paulie. Our guy, what's up, Shohei?
Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, guys, good show. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
So I heard you talking about over-unders, and I know I'm out of my mind, but I've been asking my Cub buddies to give me 15 games in the White Sox this year.
15?
Oh, by the way, Cappy, 15.
You'll lose that bet.
Maybe, but my heart's with the Sox. Maybe it's an emotion bet.
There you go.
Which leads to my point. Coach Griff is better than everybody thinks, okay? He played under Coach Martin at FSU. Martin was one of these guys, 35 years, college coach. He came after Hauser. Before him was Woody Woodward. They all think alike. Griff has got nothing to work with, right? He's starting from scratch. He's going to build it up the middle.
Griff being Grafal.
Grafal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. He's going to build the team up the middle. He's going to stress defense. They're going to hustle. They're going to play fundamental ball. Or they're not going to be on the team. Secondly, the Sox are going to run out
of players.
Paula, you've already scraped the bottom of the barrel. This guy's that we're surprised to get a contract in this way. They're offering me a deal? All right.
Garrett Crochet, you're the opening day starter. What do you think?
What do you mean?
I was stunned.
You can't do any of those things you mentioned, Paulie, without players.
Correct, but there will get better players at some time. Right now, he's just building a culture for the team. I know the players stink. But they're going to win because baseball is so even. There's only about four good teams. And their surprise is going to be throwing 30, 35 different pitchers at these teams where they're all dependent on the sabermetrics to know how to bat against these guys, and they're not going to have any math on these guys. They're going to surprise people. 70 wins, we're looking at this like 70, 72 wins. That's all I'm asking for to cover.
Okay, well, right? I'll go over 61.5 with you, but I'm not getting to 70. Absolutely not. What about last year? You think the ball club's better? this year than it was last? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But sometimes, remember the line from Miracle, Herb Brooks? Here's the names of the guys on the team, and he said, Herb, you're missing some of the best players. I'm not looking for the best players, Craig. I'm looking for the right players. Guys that buy in. The guys that show up every day thrilled to be a big leaguer, that play their ass off instead of prima donnas and guys that they got other agendas going on.
You can't have a ball club filled with those type of players.
I don't disagree. I'm not asking for 80 wins here.
Well, you don't. You shouldn't ask.
56?
You're not getting 80. You won't be in the 80s because it's a rebuild.
Agreed, but do they have to be in the 50s?
No. Cap, we have to look at the Bears, look at the Sox like we look at the Bears. When we saw the roster, when it came to Lake Forest, we said that team isn't good enough because they don't have enough talent to win. So why can't the Sox be under that same definition? It's the same thing.
Because they don't have enough. The difference is, in football, if you're really, really out-talented, especially on the lines, you're screwed. But if you get a pitcher that shows up and every fifth day can give you a representative start, decent, you can hang in some ball games. You can't.
You're a house man. 312-332 ESPN.
I just said to you, I'm not looking for him to win 80. just don't be 50-some wins.
I appreciate the pat on the head, Cap, but we know what it is. I appreciate the pat on the head.
Wow.
The state of baseball as the 2024 season starts. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday morning, 7 to 10.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Did you see what I sent you guys last night? I don't know if you... We have so many text things going.
Yes.
You miss stuff. Shohei Ohtani has hired a crisis PR firm. The same one that represented Alec Baldwin after the shooting on the set of Rust.
Yes.
Harvey Weinstein.
Sting.
And Hillary Clinton. He also hired a law firm to represent him. They represented Danny Masterson, Army Hammer, the actor who had a bunch of allegations.
Yes.
And Prince Andrew. Do innocent people do that? Go to that level? I called one of my best friends in the world, who I adore. And that's what he does for a living. He's a crisis manager and PR guy.
Yeah.
He's the best. I said, do innocent people do it? He goes, yeah. That's an interesting couple of firms.
It is. But for someone that does not completely speak the language, maybe doesn't know what's going on in the country and how things work, he needs someone to represent him because he's in dire straits right now. No one's saying he's guilty, but when you look at all the facts, he's going to need someone to represent him and not a rogue interpreter.
Correct.
That's smart, actually. You know what? That's just good business, I think.
And I was listening to Waddle and Jesse the other day. And they were talking about how could a bank allow these wire transfers. And so I talked to two bank heads. I'm talking about guys I know that run big banks. Could that happen? And the one guy said to me, could it happen? Of course it could happen. He said, you don't speak the language. You trust your interpreter. Because he's the only one you can really talk to.
Yes.
Hey, man, I can't go into the bank. I get swamped. I get mobbed. All right, I'm going to put you on my account. I need you to make this deposit, or I need you to go sign this form. I mean, they move in a different level.
Yes.
He said, if you called in and you were bilingual and you said, you could say you're him, or, hey, I'm power of attorney with Mr. Ohtani, and we want to send a wire for $450,000. He said that could absolutely happen. 100%.
Sure.
He said, and then this guy's playing 162 baseball games. He's doing commercials worldwide. He's swamped. The money goes into his account. He's not missing paying bills. It's all getting taken care of. The money's there.
Right.
Nobody really looks at 450 here for whatever he's doing. He's making hundreds of millions of dollars. He said it's 100% that can happen.
Yeah. You know, but I just know, I guess what we could say is Ohtani's not like you and I, that waiting for the phone call from the bank. Hey, did you take out $200? Yes. Or click yes on a text message. Yes, that was me. I debit that money out. For Ohtani, it's so much money, he may not be noticing. But I actually do believe that I think he does like to gamble. I believe that.
You believe that?
I believe he does gamble.
Did you see the video?
Not gamble on baseball, though.
I sent you the video of him sitting in the dugout with two or three teammates, and they're trying to bounce a ball off the ground of the dugout and get it to sit on the stair. He was right there in the middle of it. That's gambling.
In 2 minutes, we give you Shot or No Shot right here on Cap and J Hood.